Orson. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. April 1st, 1896. Dear Brother Orson, during the past night, I have been in conversation with you, and several of the responsible men were present. There were propositions made for the conference to consolidate the Pacific Press with the publishing house at Battle Creek. Said Brother Orson, we want to hear from Sister White on this subject, if she has any light from the Lord. I then repeated that which I have written. In addition, I stated that the Pacific Press Publishing House was to stand independent as far as its workings are concerned. It must preserve its individuality and not become one with the institution at Battle Creek. Unfortunately, it has, in some respects, followed in its, Battle Creek's, tread, feeling that it must do this. But as far as Brother Jones has done this, in adopting their methods of dealing, and in other lines which I cannot now enumerate, he has weakened his influence and has not received the approval of God. Warnings have been given me that it is not wise to consolidate the Pacific Press with the Review and Herald Publishing House. Time will convince all that this matter is too serious a thing to be trifled with. The Battle Creek Publishing House is not to be the only power among Seventh-day Adventists. It must stand largely alone. The Pacific Press should not be made to fear the influence of the power invested in the publishing house at Battle Creek. The Lord has His own purpose to accomplish through these institutions. There should be no controversy on this point. There must be no more determined binding up with the interests in the publishing house at Battle Creek, so that it shall absorb the Pacific Press, making them one organ. The Pacific Press must stand by itself. The two institutions cannot better advance the work of God in consolidation, as has been contemplated. It is God's will that they stand as independent bodies. The active agencies, in connection with the work at Battle Creek, have placed a wrong mold upon the work. Men have devised and planned in a manner that is not after the order of God, and the publishing house in California has altogether too largely followed and adopted the methods and inventions proceeding from Battle Creek. Strength and power will be in our institutions if they keep close to the Word of God in all their connection and dealing with their fellow men. Character is determined by what we love best and labor for most zealously. We judge of the internal, the unseen, by the manifest developments. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. God does not deal with actions so much as with the heart that prompts them. How vitally important it is that all who claim to believe the truth make the truth fragrant by a life like that of Him who is truth. Oh, many make so little of the truth and think so little of Jesus. The American mail was received last night. I cannot now respond, but will have matter to send by the San Francisco mail, which goes in 2 weeks.